Hello, friends. Tom L. Bondry here again with another message I hope will stir your hearts and draw you closer to our blessed Lord. We'll open in a word of prayer and then we'll get into our message. Lord God, I praise and thank Thee, Lord, for who You are. I thank Thee, Lord, for Jesus, my Savior, for His finished work at Calvary, for He suffered and died and shed His precious blood on that tree at Calvary. But death could not contain Him, and He rose again on the third day. And we who believe in Him, we too, shall rise again after death, in the newness of life, to forever be with Thee in the heaven. Thank You, Lord. Please bless this message now, and may the ears of those who hear it be open wide, and may their hearts be receptive to what I have to say. Bless me now. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray and ask. Amen. Well, friends, I've entitled this message, Hide and Be Seen. Hide and Be Seen. Now, that might sound a little bit contradictory. If you're hiding, how will you be seen? Well, you might be able to hide from people, but you can't hide from God. We must realize that right off the top. All right? All right, now, let's go into our scripture here and read some verses from Psalm 139, and that'll be the basis for our message here today. Okay, 139, Psalm 139, a psalm of David to the chief musician. By the way, all my scripture reading is from the authorized version of the King James Bible, 1611. And that's the only Bible I use. None other word is profitable unto me except that which God has established. And the King James Bible, the word that God has put there in this holy book, He even placed it above His own name. And some people have often said to me, you know, well, you know, you can't believe everything you see in the Bible. I mean, that's just a kind of a rough copy of what we're supposed to do. Well, they say the Bible, well, it can't be perfect, can't be infallible, can't be inerrant, can't be all inspired. Well, I disagree, because I believe this King James Bible is inspired, inerrant, infallible, the Word of our precious Lord. And I'm going to stick to that till the day I die. And I hope our Lord and Savior comes quickly, because this whole world is closing in fast around us. So Lord God, I pray that you will help me, Lord, as I deliver this word, that you will be lifted up and that Jesus Christ will be edified. Amen? Amen. Okay, Psalm 139. Let's read the first 13 verses of Psalm 139. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Lord God, thank You for Your word. I pray I will be honorable to it this day, Lord, and that thou would be lifted up. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Hide and seek. Hide and be seen. Hide and seek. Hide and be seen. Well, remember when we were kids? The games we used to play? Can you recall some of them? Well, let's see now. How about that? There was tag, hopscotch, ring around the rosy, for the girls mostly, London bridges falling down, you know, all kinds of games used to play. You know, the games they play today aren't well, the way they were back then, if you know what I mean. But, you know, what was the most often played game, especially around the house and in the yard? Huh? What was it? Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Now, wasn't it fun? Ready or not, you shall be caught, in your hiding place or not. And then when it got dark on those after school and after supper nights, well, we'd always add a new dimension to our hide and seek fun by spooking the girls, jumping out, remember? Jumping out around the corner of the house, gotcha! Or from behind a tree, out of the bushes, oh yes. That was fun, wasn't it? Those of you that can recall those days or care to, they were fun times. It was kind of like an innocence we shared back then, wasn't it? But you know, to share innocence, one has to be ignorant. Those were the good old days. If we don't know any better, then we are ignorant to the fact. And we think we are innocent. But in God's eyes, man's innocence is just like dirty rags. Doesn't mean a thing. How many of us were saved back then? Well, I wasn't. I was just a young Catholic boy who was made to believe that I'd go to heaven for that reason only. I mean, we never had professions of faith where we asked Jesus to come into our hearts and repented of our sins and stuff like that. Most of us were just dumb, ignorant kids headed for a fiery hell. But, you know, we were happy. We didn't care. We didn't believe there was a hell anyway. I mean, the priests and the nuns told us we didn't have a thing to worry about. And even if there was a problem, God would take care of it. Just get out there and enjoy yourself, they said. Oh, man. Woe's me, for I am undone. What if I had died suddenly from some dreaded disease or fallen out of a tree and broke my neck? I remember one evening we were playing ball, old stick and a rubber ball, out in the field across the road from the house. Danny Boy, one of my close friends, he swung the bat and he let it slip out of his hands. Well, it was an accident, but it ended up cracking my brother John right smack on the nose. I never saw so much blood at that time. An accident, but it could have killed him, and he could have gone to hell. Then there was the day Danny was down on the shore. You know, where we lived, we could see from our house. We lived on a place called Beaches Road, and we could see the shoreline from the back door of our house. And Danny was down there walking along the shore, running around, carrying on, what have you. And he stepped on an old corned beef can. You know, that had been opened. Somebody left on the beach, and it was covered up somewhat with the sand. Some careless camper must have left it buried there. Man, oh man, you could hear him yelling for miles along that shoreline. Well, we had no 911 back in those days. And you had to take the injured person right to the doctor. Again, I never saw so much blood. My brother got his head cracked by a bat. And now my best friend was practically bleeding to death, with his foot cut almost in half. Oh, Well, they both survived for many a year after that. But when death came, to my knowledge, they were both hidden from the Lord. The thing is, friends, you can't. You can't hide from God. You can go into your bedroom, close the door, hide in the closet, even turn off the light so it's pitch black. God's still there. He sees you. He sees your every move. He knows everything you do. Well, while you're hiding in the dark, you're not alone. Not only does God see you, but there are times when the old devil might be hiding in the corner too. Remember waking up in the middle of the night and calling for your mom and dad when you was real small and young, thinking there was a boogeyman under your bed? Well, you know what? That might not be so far-fetched. Because that boogeyman, you know, that's all. That's that old devil. That's all that is. And he's trying to get you afraid. He's trying to influence you. Trying to get you to do things his way. Mom or dad would come rushing in the room, you know, and hug you and make things all better. And that old devil would just take off and you'd be okay most of the rest of the night. Well, we both survived many a year, I guess. Well, like I said, you just can't hide from God. No matter where you go, you know, in the dark or in the corner, behind closed doors, you know, in the woods, you can't hide from God. Go to the ends of the earth, you can't hide. God's there. God's there. Now, why do people try to hide from God, you suppose? Even those who don't believe in God try to hide from Him. That doesn't make any sense. What is that? Why is that? It's because when we were born, God placed within every one of us a soul and a conscience that would always keep us wondering, where did we come from? Who made us? How did we get here? For some of us, it takes most of our lives to find or to believe in the answers. And for many, well, it's unfortunately too late. They perish. For Jesus said He was the only way. And you know, we are without excuse. I mean, I believe in, you know, there's that time, you know, where you're a young child, you know, and you don't understand. You've never received the word, you know, to a point where you could really fully understand it. Well, they call that when you reach a certain age of accountability. Yeah, that's it, accountability. You know, but some people, when you're in your teens or you're a grown man, I mean, you passed the age of accountability. You were accountable a long time ago. I remember this woman came to see the pastor one day and said, "Pastor, you know, when should I start, you know, reading the Bible and teaching my son about the Lord? What age should I start that at?" And the pastor said, "Well, how old is your boy?" And she said, "Well, he's 5." And the pastor said, "Well, you're already 5 years too late." You know, and you ever heard about, you know, in the womb? In the womb. You know, there's a lot to that. You know, it's been proven, and I hate to get into man's science of things, but it has been established that in the womb, if you play a certain kind of music, well, any kind of music actually, you know, you can actually communicate with your child in the womb. I mean, the child is not going to answer back and say, "Yeah, I hear you, Mom," or "I hear you, Dad." Might give Mom a swift kick, but no, really, you know, the time for teaching the child is when the child is fully established within the womb. Within the womb. After they're born, well, their ears are opened, you know, and then they start growing to the age of accountability. And by the time they're old enough to understand, and the Lord knows that, He knows when you've reached that age, that important age, and he knows that it's time, you know, for you to realize who God really is and what Jesus did on the cross. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, even those who really don't believe in God, they try to hide from him, you know. And but, you know, for some of us, it takes most of our lives, really, to believe in the answers. And like I said, for many, it's too late. I want to emphasize here, friends, that you have your entire life, however long that may be, your entire life to make a decision for Christ. Even if you live to be 100, you could still get saved if you know what you're doing. But, you know, here's the cruncher, you know. Say if you drop dead before you come to Jesus Christ and get saved. Well, then, you know, a manner of speaking, you missed your flight. You will then board the Red Ball Express to the flames of hell. Do not pass go. Go directly to hell. That's about the size of it. Have you ever seen a dying, unsaved man lying upon his bed of feathers as they slowly turn to a bed of hot coals? How he begins to sense that someone has turned the thermostat up to the roof. His breathing becomes great, gasping breaths, and his eyes see what the saved cannot see. Black flames with their finger-like tips reaching out like seaweed from hell to engulf the defenseless form, boiling in his own hot sweat. Then he kicks, struggles with all his dying strength left in his broken body. And the yells that come out of that lost and perishing soul can never be simulated. Cries and screams encompass him about, and his soul is torn from his body and delivered into the hands of the prince of demons, the devil himself. Another victory for that old devil man. Help me! Help me! Take me out of these flames! Help me! Have mercy! Help me! All because he tried, unsuccessfully, to hide from God. What are some other things that people hide from in life? Well, people hide from responsibility. Well, that's a big one. Probably at the top of the list. You know, a dad might hide from the responsibility to his family, to his children. You know, a husband may hide from his responsibility to his spouse. He may hide from his responsibility at the job and be a slacker on the job and not get a promotion or maybe even lose his job because he's not doing it the way he should. We have a responsibility to our families, not just our wife or our husband or our children alone, but to our other family members, our brothers and sisters and moms and dads and all family. We have a responsibility that we just can't really hide from. When we try to, then we cause hard feelings. God's not pleased with that type of hide. Well, we hide from other people. You owe money to someone, you know, and you're walking down the street and you see that person walking up, coming toward you way down the road there, and you... What do? You either run around the corner somewhere or you cross over to the other side of the street and hope he doesn't see you. We hide from the police. If you're a bad guy, you did something wrong, or you've got a guilty conscience, you'll hide from the police. We hide from relatives because we don't want to have to talk to them about what happened with Aunt Millie last night at supper. Yeah. Another great thing we hide from is the truth. And that's where the Bible comes in. The Bible is the truth of Almighty God. It's there. It's everywhere, and you can't hide from it. And that's why it's important to get these Bibles out to everybody around the world. Because that's where the real truth is. And it's not hidden. It's not hidden. Because when you stand before a holy and righteous God, He's going to say to you, "Why didn't you heed my word?" And you can't say, "Well, I didn't hear it. I didn't know about it." You're a goner. Be gone. I never knew you. Something else we hide from is we hide from ourselves. Now that might sound kind of stupid in a way. How can you hide from yourself? Well, you can't hide from your physical being, of course, but you can hide from your innermost thoughts, your lying ways, your sinful condition. Hide from yourself. Hide from yourself. And then there, you can hide from reality. Like, it's going to rain today, obviously. The clouds are black. The wind is blowing. Oh, the forecast said rain. It's going to rain. Oh, well, I don't believe that. I'm going out and play a round of golf. Well, good for you. But you can't hide from the facts of life. And another thing you can't hide from death. Death is the final outpost. Death is real. And it's appointed unto everyone wants to die. And after that, the judgment. So try and hide if you will, but you can't. You can't hide. And most of all, you can't hide from God. He sees it all. He sees it all. You know, the old devil, well, he can't see everything. He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at the same time like God can. But he, you know, like it says in Job, you know, well, what were you doing? God asked the devil. He says, walking up and down in the earth. You know, he's always doing that. He's walking around looking at who he can deceive, who he can fool, and who he can recruit. Because he wants lots of company when he's in that lake of fire for all eternity. And you don't want to be with him. You know, once I was witnessing to my dad. I witnessed to him a lot back then before he died. I said to him, "Dad, I said, you know, you notice anything different about me, Dad? You know, I don't smoke anymore. I don't cuss. And, you know, I'm a good husband to my wife and children." He looked at me and he said the cruelest words I ever heard. He said, "Tommy, you can't fool me. You can't fool me." I said, "Dad, I ain't trying to fool you. You can see for yourself. I don't smoke. I don't drink. You know, I used to do all these things, but I don't do them anymore. You know that. You can see that. You can fool me."
Still haunt my heart. Day and night, I think. Oh, my dad was just dying. I would see him and tubes in him and respirator and all. And he was kind of comatose, I guess, you know. I just had to witness to him. Another time, how I wanted my dad to go to heaven. I just had to. I had to witness to him again. So I got down real close to his ear, and I was all alone with him in the room, and I knew he was hard of hearing, and I said, "Dad, you gotta believe in Jesus. I don't want you to go to hell, Dad.
want you to go to heaven. Jesus died for our sins. And if you come to Him now, He'll take you home to glory with Him. Please believe in Jesus' death. He didn't respond to me, you know, and I wasn't sure if He heard me. So I raised my voice a little bit. I said, Dad, you got to come to Jesus. Please, get saved. Come to Jesus. He's waiting for you, Dad. Please. And then the nurse walked in the room and she said, Mr. Bondby, you're going to have to keep the noise down. I said, I'm just trying to talk to my dad. He's already here. But you're disturbing all the others down the hall. You know, that I felt heartsick when I left there. But he recovered somewhat from that. And of course, his days were numbered. I remember later on, he finally went in the hospital and it was going to be the end of the line for him. And I felt so compelled, I just had to see if he had accepted Jesus. I remember going in the room and he was sitting on the side of his bed. He had no tubes, nothing hooked up to him. And his kidneys was going, I guess, and that would be his downfall. And I tried to open the Word and talk to him about the Lord. And he looked at me and I never saw a man so serious in all my life. And he said, Tommy, I'll tell you something. Last night, I had the worst nightmare I ever had in my life. And I never want to go through that again. It's just like he laid it all out for me. Because I believe that nightmare was God showing him where he was going if he didn't come to Jesus. I begged him. And you know what? Didn't do no good. My dad died that night. And from his own testimony, as far as I know, and I hope I'm wrong, he slipped off into eternity, into an eternal hell. I miss my dad. I miss my mom, too. My mom was born a Baptist. Not that Baptist is better than any other type of religion, but she I always tried to witness to her, too, and she was so self-righteous. You just leave those things to me now. She'd just get so arrogant with me and tell me, you know, I was not supposed to be doing this and I'm getting in trouble and people are turning against me and all that. I said, I don't care. I believe in Jesus and Jesus is the only way. And Mom really broke my heart just before she died. She became a Catholic. I said, why? Why, Ma? Why did you do that? Why did you leave your faith and become a Catholic? She said, because your Aunt Phyllis is a Catholic. And I liked the funeral the Catholic Church gave your dad. And that's the kind of funeral I want to have. So I turned to Catholicism. Well, you could have knocked me over the head with a weaver's beam, I guess. I tell you, it just broke my heart to no end. And as far as I know by her own testimony, I'll never see my mom again. Oh, folks, you can hide, but you're going to be seen. You're going to be seen by God. You can't hide from God. He sees it all. In conclusion, if you try hard enough, remember these words, if you try hard enough and long enough to hide from God, He just may give up wanting to find you. Heavenly Father, Thank you for this time you've given to me, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this message has found lodge in a needy heart, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that people who hear this will have a desire to give their lives over to Thee, Lord, to realize there's no place, no place any one of us can hide. Oh, Lord, I pray for the lost souls out there, that every one of them, Lord, because Thou art not willing that any should perish, I pray, Lord, they would come to Thee and receive Jesus into their hearts, to believe that He died, shed His blood, and rose again on the third day for all us sinners. And all we got to do is come to Him in faith, believing. Oh Lord, I thank You for this time. Amen. Amen.